United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has ordered an investigation into allegations of child sex abuse in refugee camps in West Africa. A recent survey by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and Britain's Save the Children Foundation discovered that camp staff members have been forcing children into sex in exchange for food and medicine in three West African nations, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Most of those abused are girls between the ages of 13 and 18. Boys also have been targeted. In a statement, Annan said he is clearly shocked by the news. Ron Redman is a spokesman for the UNHCR in Geneva. Who's involved in this abuse?
Well, it's based on anecdotes that were collected from children over a period of about 40 days, and these people on the assessment mission were talking directly to the children. In their testimonies, they indicated or named some 40 agencies and nearly 70 individuals. These agencies and individuals were mentioned in the various testimonies, but I would just stress that we're not in a position to verify these children's accounts, but we think where there's smoke, there's fire, and an investigation is underway now.
Well, that's pretty widespread.
Well, they talked to about 1,500 people during these 40 days. The accounts vary considerably from country to country, but the one thing they do have in common seems to be these allegations that those distributing aid and assistance in the camps were demanding sex in return for the provision of these supplies. We don't really know how widespread it is, but certainly quite a few agencies were mentioned in these accounts by the children, but we need to verify it.
Some of the consequences of this abuse, I imagine, would include disease, pregnancy?
Yes, all of these problems, HIV, all of these sorts of things. We're especially worried, too, that a lot of these children have already suffered tremendous trauma in escaping their countries. And that region of West Africa has undergone about a decade of war and strife. Particularly, we've all seen what happened in Sierra Leone. And these children and the refugees in general certainly don't need any more of this type of trauma. They've had enough, and as a result, we're flying in people. Now we're getting more international staff on the ground in some of these camps to ensure that this sort of thing is stopped.
Kofi Annan says he's shocked by the news. I suspect he's not the only one.
No, we were all shocked. The genesis of this is that there were indications of a possible problem last year. So Save the Children and the UN High Commissioner for Refugees jointly sent this assessment team down there composed of some consultants. They started gathering testimonies. We didn't know that it would result in so many allegations similar in nature so quickly. And as soon as they started getting these indications, they then told headquarters and we launched an investigation. That team went down there some weeks ago.
An official from Save the Children spoke of an endemic culture of exploitation. Do you agree?
Well, in war-torn, impoverished countries, not just in Africa, but in many places in the world where you have people whose homes have been destroyed, who have virtually lost everything, just a bare minimum can give them power over other people. In this case, a box of food, a bag of flour, a bottle of oil can force people to give sex, and that's what these people were using. They were using humanitarian aid for the poorest of the poor, which are refugees, to extract sex from mainly from girls between the ages of 13 and 18. Now, those are the allegations we're hearing. We have to look into this to see exactly what the facts are and what the extent is, but like I say, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Ron Redman is a spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees in Geneva.